was walking with thy fearless, he was talking. Their discourse was terms of love. He was kind, as you shall find, and evermore did faithful prove. In his arms he did embrace her, vowing he would ne'er disgrace her, but would still maintain the praise of the creature whose sweet feature was the glory of her days. Young men, they will seem most grateful when their hearts are most deceitful. Thus they draw maids in a snare and deceive them. Thus they leave them, fill their hearts with grief and care. Oh, my love, come sit down by me, and my Phyllis do but try me. I will ever constant be. The heart of mine is truly thine. I love none in the world but thee. How many maidens thus have died, when their loves have them denied. This we find of ladies true. Then with fears and frights and fears they sighing bid the world adieu. To escape from him she strived, of his joys was he deprived. Grieving at her high disdain, he was vexed and perplexed, yet he called her back again. She regarded not his passion, leaving him in desperation, till sweet Cupid with his bow sent a dart which pierced her heart and said, it must and shall be so. When she found that she was wounded, she with sighs and sorrow swooned. Then again she did revive. She confessed and was blessed with the sweetest man alive. Here I sigh, lament, and languish. How can I endure this anguish? I am in a sea of woe. This a trial, my denial, proves my fatal overthrow. With what language did he greet me, and with smiles did he entreat me, yet I still did him deny. My disdain increase my pain, I for love shall surely die. All her sorrows thus he heard, then he presently appeared. She to him with comfort smiled, then with kisses their sweet blisses all their sorrows had beguiled. Thus their hearts were both united, she with him was much delighted. Thus their troubles had an end, sorrow ceased, love increased, Cupid surely was.